please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAIA basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Wednesday, January 17th. Actually, I'm recording this the day of Tuesday, January 16th, early in the day, before the games are played, because there's an ice storm coming through my area. And I interviewed Dugan Line this morning, and I wanted to make sure I got this show out on Wednesday. We'll get back to our regular show and conference updates tomorrow. But today we're going to interview Dugan Line, Tennessee Southern. They're 10-0 in the Southern States Conference. They've won 12 in a row. He's got a very experienced team, and they're red hot and rolling. And let's just give a listen to Coach Dugan Line. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Hey, I got Dugan Line here. He's the head men's basketball coach, Tennessee Southern, leading there in the Southern States right now. How you doing, Coach? Thanks for being on the show.
I'm doing really well. I appreciate you having me.
You know, Coach, right now you're 10-0 in the Southern States. You're on a 12-game winning streak. Just talk about this season and this team. It's a very experienced team, and you're red hot and rolling right now.
Yeah, we've played pretty good in this stretch. We've had a few games where, you know, I wasn't you know, really happy with the way we played, but for the most part, our guys are very, very experienced. As you said, we got a veteran group. I've got two guys that are leading me, or leading us, I should say, and they've been with me for 5 years. And so Adarian Hudson and Brady Brown, they just kind of, they know how things work. They're great leaders. They communicate how we're supposed to do things to the other guys. And then, you know, we've got guys that love to compete. And, you know, outside of those guys that have been with me for 5 years, we've still got several guys that have been with me for 4 years and 3 years. So, you know, we've just been blessed with a little bit of continuity, especially in today's college athletics. I feel extremely fortunate to have the continuity and the experience that I've had, and the guys that have been with me and stuck with me for so long.
Yeah, if you go through your first six or something, I mean, Hudson's a senior, Brady Brown's a senior, I think Sivley's a junior, and then Malik Tyson's a senior, right?
Yeah.
I have a question. When you look across your front line, you got, who is it? Brady Brown is 6'7". But, you know, you don't have any overwhelming height, but you're really rebounding the ball. You're out rebounding teams by five a game. How, talk about how you're able to do that.
You know, I think it's really a team effort, but we work on rebounding every day. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're not, you know, just huge. We don't have those two huge centers in the middle of the floor that just eat rebounds or make it easier for other people too. But Brady and Tad have really kind of figured it out, and they do a great job of boxing out and then going to get it. Both of them are playing extremely hard all the time, which they've always kind of done. But I think that a lot of it has to do with the experience and just the knack for rebounding in and of itself. And Brady has really come a long way in his 5 years that he's been here. He does a great job. He's a competitor. He's tough. And he's deceptively athletic. So, you know, we just kind of drill it home, and then they do the rest. I mean, a lot of it has to do with their effort. And Tad's got all the effort you need. So, you know, I think it really just comes down to them kind of wanting it more.
It seems there are like numbers and numbers of really elite 6'4", 6'5" rebounders in the NAI. And they're usually just athletic guys who really want to rebound, really have a nose for the ball. One of those guys that just kind of seem to pull down every rebound, every loose ball, you know, those, that kind of player. It seems to be a ton of them at this level in the NAI.
Yeah, there really does. And I think that that's just sometimes as coaches, and, you know, especially at the higher levels, we get so enamored with size that we sometimes overlook the skill portion or just the natural knack for getting a rebound. I mean, you know, we played against a guy for 3 years in the Mid-South and Kyron Jones, that he's 6'4", 6'5". He's just physical. pushes you around, but just has a knack for rebounding. And playing against those type of guys, I really think it has helped Tad and Brady just kind of figure it out and figure out how to get, those rebounds and how to help us with one or two extra possessions and things like that.
Coach, I think that's a great point about Kyren Jones. I always call him the biggest 6'5" guy in the country. It's unbelievable what he can do. And then when you stand next to him, he's not that big, but he just gets the job done, and he gives much bigger centers a fit. You know, you're going through the Southern States. It's a new conference, new venues. You bring these guys, they've been with you for a while. But all of a sudden now and as you know, every gym's different, every, different atmospheres, different, you don't know what to expect. Has that been a learning curve for you?
It's definitely been different, and I'll preface it with, before we were in the Mid-South for those 3 years, we did, Brady and Adarian got to play in the Southern States for a year, so they have some familiarity. But for the most part, there's some different venues and obviously some tougher places to play. Faulkner's a really tough place to play. Stillman is a tough place to play. Dalton State is going to be a tough place to play. Of course, we played them in the non-conference when we were in the Mid-South. But I think that for the most part, Southern States has got some really good teams, and we're kind of, obviously we're at the top right now, but we're about to start that second part of the schedule where we're playing everybody for the second time, and we're having some, people are just going to beat up on each other. We're very balanced at the top, I feel like. So, I think there's obviously some differences between the Mid-South style of play and the Southern State style of play, but I definitely think that both conferences are very good. I mean, we're only 2 years removed from Loyola winning the national championship. So, definitely some differences, but I definitely like being in the Southern States and the competition that comes with it.
So we're recording this on Tuesday, but it'll come out Wednesday morning. So as this comes out, just so everybody knows, your game with Stillman is postponed. You're sitting in over a foot of snow right now, right, Coach? So you're going to have a pretty long layoff. You're not going to play again for 8 days. You're going to Middle Georgia is going to come to town there. What will you be able to do to keep the long layoffs are scary in the middle of the season. What can you do to keep the guys fresh?
I think it's just about making, doing some new things. I am hoping that we are going to be able to squeeze our game in on Thursday with Stillman, and just back it up today. We're not, 100% out on it, I don't think yet, but I know it's on the table. So we're praying for some decent weather and obviously some snow plows to help us out a little bit. But even so, we're still going to have a little bit of a layoff, another 7 day layoff until we play again on Thursday. And I just think that you've got to keep it interesting with guys and do some new stuff in practice while still trying to get done what you need to work on. But once again, I've got veteran guys. I mean, they've played a lot of basketball. They've been around the block. I think they'll appreciate a little bit of a layoff right in the middle of the season. We'll be able to, hit the weight room a little bit, do a little bit of recovery stuff, and then before you know it, those 7 days fly by and you're playing again. But looking forward to just kind of being around them and keeping it interesting and kind of letting them do some new things and inviting some fun into it, I guess you could say.
So, Coach, I got a question. You shoot the ball okay, about 47, and you hold teams to 40, 41, almost 42. But your 3-point, you shoot 30, and you hold teams to 29. Is that just not a focus for your team? Or 30 seems low, but also holding teams to 29 is really low. Just talk about that.
Last year we shot the ball a little bit better from the three, and we scored. I wouldn't say we were. It was easier for us to score, but we were scoring the ball a little bit better. And it's funny that yesterday in practice we were doing one of our drills that we do pretty habitually every practice, and it's a shooting drill, and the guys are competing against a number basically. And Adarian was like, we got a good score. And Adarian was like, oh man, that's good. And I was like, yeah, that's where we should be. He's like, oh, we shoot it better than we did last year. And I was like, no, we don't. I was like, and he said, no, really. So we pulled up the stats and we kind of talked a little bit about it. But I think that a lot of our focus coming into the year was we needed to be better at guarding. And we have really taken some steps to be a better team, help defense team, being a little bit tougher and, you know, sticking our nose in and, you know, trying to get stops and trying to be in gaps and trying to get steals and just being active. And so I think that that's where our, you know, our field goal percentage defense comes into play.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just something that I would say that we've been hammering home, you know, for our guys to really accept. And we've done a really good job of becoming more defensive minded and not necessarily just, you know, relying on trying to outscore the other team or, you know, getting up more shots than the other team or whatever that may be.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, the old line, I mean, defense travels and, you know, you have it every night. But you're obviously doing something right. You've won 12 in a row. You're 10-0 in conference. You have a tough stretch coming up. You just mentioned you got to get this Stillman game in. And I lost your schedule. Hang on. You got to get this Stillman game in. And then, you know, you're hosting Middle Georgia, Bruton Parker. And then you got to go to Life. The rest of January is going to be tough. So, Coach, what is it going to take for Tennessee Southern to stay on this roll, keep putting the pressure on the rest of the Southern states?
Yeah, I just think you have to have a one day at a time attitude and just kind of hitting on it. I mean, we are obviously fortunate to have three more home games right here in a row with Stillman and Middle Georgia and Bruton Parker. But then, you know, we really kind of go in and finish off our season with the teeth of it and going to Life, going to Dalton State, having to go down to Loyola and to William Carey. And then you throw in Blue Mountain as well to end the year, which is, you know, it's a long time opponent that was in the Trans South with us. So we've got a history and it's never easy to go and play at Blue Mountain. So we know that we've got some tough places to play. And honestly, it's just you can't look ahead to where you got to go next. It's about winning the next one and just moving on. I know that's a little bit of coach speak, but you know, if you start looking too far ahead, then the one that's in front of you is going to bite you.
Absolutely. You know, you're having a great season. Talk about your fans there at Tennessee Southern, how much excitement is there and are you getting good crowds?
Yeah. You know what? We've had a really good crowd for almost all of our home games. We've even had some decent crowds when we have been on Christmas break and the community has really come out.
And great.
You know, our guys, we have a very, I guess you could say the radius of our recruiting net that we've got right now. Got a lot of guys from the area. So they're bringing their family and friends to the games, which helps a ton.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do think that the community in the city is really kind of rallied around us a little bit and definitely supporting us. I mean, they've always done a really good job. Even in my 12 years here, we've always been able to draw some pretty decent crowds. And so we look forward to our home games. We think that we want to try to make it as tough on the opponent as possible when they have to come in here to Pulaski and play.
Well, Coach, you're having a great season up to this point. Really look forward to that. You've got exactly 10 games left, so you're halfway through. Look forward to the second half of that Southern States. And, you know, you've got a target on your back right now, right, Coach?
Absolutely. We talk about that. We talk about that constantly. And, you know, it's fun to be the hunted, but
right.
It comes with some serious responsibility. So we talk about it quite a bit. And our guys have done a really good job of accepting it and also having, you know, kind of the awareness of like, hey, we know that we are going to get everybody's best shot every night. So, you know, I am very proud of the way that we have responded to being, you know, the targeted.
Well, Coach, I wish you a lot of luck as you head into the second half of that tough Southern States and hopefully get you on as it gets a little tighter, deeper in the season here.
Yeah, awesome. I'd love to be back on. I appreciate all you do for NAI Hoops.
Well, that's thank you very much, Coach. That's Dugan Line. He's the head men's basketball coach, Tennessee Southern. Thank you very much, Coach.
Yeah, thank you very much as well.
Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAIA school, because NAIA basketball is the best entertainment value in America.